Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, eh? How y'all doing, man? Let's get crack-a-lackin'. Rick Kamla and John Michaels. We've got so much fun stuff to talk about, man. We're going to give you our SEC and ACC power rankings. We're also going to rank the Power 5 conferences. That's coming up at 11:20. John, we're going to start looking ahead to a great weekend of football, including our Falcons in Detroit at Ford Field against the Lions. How you doing this morning, my friend?
I am doing fantastic. We are at hump day, and now we get ready for Detroit. We've kind of moved past Green Bay. They're in the rearview mirror. Maybe we'll see them in January.
I hope so.
Maybe we won't. Yeah, I hope they come to town, maybe for an NFC Championship game, because then I got a feeling we'll be spending another week in beautiful downtown Minneapolis.
Oh, you think we're going up there this year?
If we go to the Super Bowl,
yeah. You think we'll be on Radio Row again?
Yeah.
Preacher man isn't so sure, man. Even if it's our Atlanta Falcons in that Super Bowl.
Well, if it's our Atlanta Falcons, I'll be there.
No, if it's ours, we'll be there. If the Falcons are not there, then I would question.
Signs point to no. Shake the magic eight ball. Mark Owens, if the Falcons somehow don't make the Super Bowl, we'll be on Radio Row, yay or nay?
Y'all may be. Even if the Falcons make the Super Bowl, I won't be, so.
You're going this year.
Y'all have a good time.
I'll shove you in my luggage.
Guys. Guess what? George is going to the playoffs. Mark, we need you to stay here.
I will run the board. Actually, Preacher Man will know how to run the board now.
He's gonna start pushing the buttons here.
Sliding the slides.
Checking the meter. It's a rule that, you know, anytime the TV station comes in here, you have to get the stereotypical meter shot.
Uh-huh.
So he's going to be behind the meter shot later on today.
That'll be awesome.
So, again, the redo, I can just blame it on him.
How angry was Paul yesterday having to push the buttons and slide the slides and train? Because when he sat kind of on your lap, it was a little weird for me and Rick to look back there and see that.
The problem is Terry takes all the chairs out of here, so he had to sit in my lap.
That is true.
And I was like, what is that? He's like, it's my gun. I was like, oh, okay. Well,
or are you just happy to see me?
A little bit better now.
Two straight dudes aren't supposed to sit that close to each other. They're just not. But that's the way it went yesterday in the Kia Studios.
Unless you're at a football game, then you can, you know. Shoulder to shoulder.
Good point. But in a movie, you got to create some space, don't you?
Yeah, there's a one-seat rule.
Yeah, for
sure. Kind of like the bathroom, there's a one-stall rule. Like, don't come in there and, hey, how you doing?
Hey, speaking of that, so I'm at Mercedes-Benz Stadium on Sunday night. John was as well. But I'm in the stands, and, you know, you got to go tinkle from time to time. So I run it. They don't have troughs at the bins.
Nor should they. It's not the 60.
Thank you. You know how I feel about the trough, okay? The trough sucks. And that's why you get rid of old stadiums and arenas, and that's why you have a new shiny state-of-the-art arena, so you don't have a freaking trough.
Hold on. Trough. I got to call Tom out. I'm sorry to interrupt.
What do you mean?
How old are you?
I'm 48.
Who in the Sam H-E double hockey stick uses tinkle as a 48-year-old man?
I don't know. Wee-wee, pee-pee, I don't know. Could have gone with a lot of different stuff there. And one more shout-out to the incredibly generous Arthur Blank and all of his people with the AMB group, or John, whomever put a really nice commemorative hat on every seat at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. I had kind of forgotten that. I got lost in the shuffle. I saw these hats. It's got a cool little emblem. It says inaugural game at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. And I was like, so I just want to shout out the Falcon, shout out Arthur Blank for an unbelievable display of generosity because, John, those hats probably go for $30-$40.
Yeah.
And it was free in your seat when you got there on Sunday night.
When we were there Sunday morning, you saw the crew that was working very early at Mercedes-Benz with just pallets full of boxes. And you got to think how meticulous that is. You've got to, you know, people that got to walk down every single seat and put a hat down. So they were earning their money that day, and, you know, hopefully everybody was happy. M.O., how's the last homestand going?
Everybody's just kind of walking around. 6, the end of the game last night. 5. 5 to go. We're almost there.
Is the freeze doing that too, or is the freeze kind of going to be bummed out because now his spotlight goes away?
No, he won last night.
Did he race Taylor Gabriel? Because Taylor Gabriel had a tweet that said, "Freeze, I will be there with my cleats. Be ready."
He did not. There might have been too many contract negotiations, and let's be honest, we don't need Taylor Gabriel pulling a hammy.
That is true.
Running the warning track at SunTrust Park. So it was good to have him there. Proud to have him part of the family.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? Just enjoy the game. You relax. Take a breath.
All right. Preacher man.
Sup?
Are you ready?
Are you ready?
This is the 5 at 10, the five biggest stories making headlines with Rick Kemla and John Michaels. Brought to you by Howard Brothers Power Equipment, your best resource for anything to do with your yard.
5 at 10.
The 5 at 10 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You know these situations come up during the year. They happen to all teams at all different spots. So having that versatility to play different spots, it's important. So fortunately for us, we have some guys that do have that kind of versatility. We've got guys who are ready to go and are looking forward to their op as well.
That's Dan Quinn talking about the defensive line, the versatility, guys that play linebacker like Devondre Campbell being able to slide down and rush the passer. The only person confirmed out as of right now for this week is Vic Beasley. We talked about that yesterday, hamstring injury. Dan Quinn still has not given a definitive timeline as to how long they think Vic Beasley will be out. But you've seen the tweets. The speculation is potentially up to a month. That would put you on track for the Miami game back here on October the 15th when they play the Dolphins. But this is where your defense will be. It'll be tested a little bit. Courtney Upshaw, they have not made a determination on him as of yet. You could potentially be down two of your rotation guys on the defensive side of the football. And this is a group that probably goes, what, Rick? 10 deep on the defensive line. If you throw Devondre Campbell in there, maybe even 11. You hate to be down two, but if there's a spot that you could potentially lose somebody and not worry too badly, that would be it.
It's the deepest spot on the team. There's no doubt about it. And, John, our Falcons have made a move. They sign defensive lineman Taniela Tupou, I'm trying to get his name right here, to the practice squad. They've waived running back Jarrell Presley. Mm-hmm. And now, John, they have a decision to make or not. You could just roll without Bees and without Upshaw and just be two men short, or you could promote either Tupou, Volano, or JT Jones off the practice squad. So how do you think that might go?
The problem is if you promote, you then have to cut. And it's not like in the NBA and the D-League, you can stash a guy over and, hey, we're going to bring this guy up on a 10-day contract. You would have to cut somebody absolutely right now. And
so
I
how would you weigh that? Would you just go two men short to not have to waive somebody, or do you not want to be two men short and then so it forces you to waive somebody?
I need to know how long Courtney Upshaw is going to be out for. If it's a 4, 6, 8 week injury, then yeah, I've got to make an ancillary move to have another defensive lineman, because what you don't want to have happen is the scenario that played out in Minnesota a couple of years ago with the offensive line, where you're short and all of a sudden you're shoving a tight end in there to try to play tackle. I'd rather go make a move, cut somebody, and I hate to put anybody, just cut somebody that hasn't been active in the first two games, and then potentially go from there.
John, I got a quick question before we move on. We're going to hear from Dan Quinn, his interview with John and Hugh at 10:20. Austin Hooper. Now, I know he only caught two balls against Chicago, and he only caught two balls against Green Bay.
Right.
But it felt like he wasn't really involved. He wasn't targeted very much against Green Bay. Was that because of the Schrader injury and he needed to stay in line more to help blocking and pass protection? Or was it just the flow of that game?
Yeah, I think it was just the flow, and Matt realized the man-to-man coverage. You had a huge advantage on the outside with Sanu and Julio and Taylor Gabriel, and he went that route. I wouldn't read too much in it. Austin's going to be a guy that there's times that he's going to catch 5, 6 balls a game. There's going to be games like the first two that he has two. The difference was the two in Chicago were monster catches. The ones against Green Bay were 5, 6, 7 yarders. One other note from the Falcons before we move on. Congratulations, Desmond Trufant just picked up NFC Defensive Player of the Week for what he did against the Green Bay Packers.
No-brainer.
Interception, fumble recovery, and a touchdown. Great job for Des Trufant.
I mean, what's the result of that game if True doesn't make those two plays? If he bobbles that interception and then we don't get that TD at the end of the half, and if he doesn't, you know, scoop and score off the hit by Beasley, where are we at? Are
completely
we still playing?
Different.
Is it an over? I mean, it was the difference in the game, John.
Yeah, it's a whole lot of stuff going on there. Let's move on. Number two on our 5 at 10. From the NFL, a couple of notes real quickly. First of all, the Saints make a trade yesterday. Former first-rounder Stephon Anthony traded to the Dolphins, who are now without a linebacker because of Lawrence Timmons and the scenario that's playing out there. They only get a fifth-rounder in return. Anthony was their first-rounder, what, 2 years ago? Either way, it hasn't worked out very well in New Orleans for Stephon Anthony. They trade that guy over to the Dolphins. The Dolphins need him because the Dolphins have now suspended Lawrence Timmons indefinitely. He's a guy that went AWOL over the weekend when they were in Los Angeles getting ready to take on the Chargers.
Wow, so he went Barrett Robbins on his team, and that never
other than he
well.
Didn't rob a jewelry store, and I don't think he was running around naked anywhere.
Elsewhere in some NFL news here, this really kind of made me go, huh? DeMaurice Smith, whatever his name is, has been unanimously reelected by the NFLPA as the director of that. This is a guy who negotiated probably the worst collective bargaining agreement in professional sports history and has been unanimously brought back to represent the NFL Players Association? Mm-hmm. Are they kidding?
I'm shocked by that one. I thought this was a scenario.
Unanimously?
14-0 was the voting.
What am I missing here, John? They're the worst CBA in sports, and they love their guy, DeMaurice Smith.
Yeah, I have no idea how that guy got reelected. But again, we'll see. He's going to earn his medal here in the next year or two when they get back to the CBA.
Did you see this? Now you got me doing it. Go. Ben McAdoo, head coach of the Giants, is considering giving up play calling duties. Did you see that?
Yeah, I did not, but it's what he should be doing. He needs to work on, I don't know, better hairline, better toupee, whatever he's throwing up there.
What do you put in your hair? The dippity-doo? What do you put in your hair to get it to go back like
Brill
that?
Brill cream, a little dabble do you. By the way, one other note from the NFL. You see the site for the Patriots and Raiders game in Mexico was damaged by that horrible earthquake that hit yesterday. Don't know what's going to happen. The NFL has not really made any, you know, notice of whether they'll move that game or not, but the stadium was damaged. You could see like pieces of it had fallen off.
Really?
Like some of the railing up at the top was not there. So
brutal. I mean, it was like a 7.1 or something like that. There's dozens and dozens of casualties, and God bless those people. Number 3 in our 5 of 10, John, talk to me about the Florida Gators as they approach what's a sneaky good game, Florida at Kentucky this week.
Yeah, some reports that are out there, and they have not been verified as of yet, but what could be going on right now with Antonio Callaway and other players that have been suspended, looks like they could be charged with felonies for this role in the credit card scheme. I'll read the exact. College Football Talk has this on their site. It says basically, citing unnamed sources, there's a report overnight that Antonio Callaway, Jordan Smith, and one other player are likely to be arrested on charges of felony grand theft with the possibility of further misdemeanor charges being tagged on. If they're arrested, bye-bye Antonio Callaway. He will never play for Florida again. Now, Jordan Scarlett's name is not in there as of yet, but remember, he is one of the guys that was suspended. He's probably the next biggest name up. Offensive lineman Kadeem Telford was a very high-ranked recruit this year, so we'll see what happens with more of that. Again, College Football News has it up there. There's been no arrest made, but there is speculation that this could happen.
And Kentucky could stop Florida's 30-game winning streak. It's the longest winning streak, one team against another, in all of FBS. Let's move on to number 4 in our 5 of 10. The Braves, John, lost last night to Scherzer. He got his 15th win. Mm-hmm. Gohara got into the 7th inning, gave up 4 runs over 6 1/3, gave up 11 hits, struck out only 4. His ERA is 6.06.
Yeah, he throws just like CeCe Sabathia. Somebody had the tweet up yesterday. You watch the delivery. He looks like a young CeCe Sabathia. So if he can go on to have that kind of success, the Braves, the guy's a hard thrower. He's throwing over 100 miles an hour, and I think he has the most pitches per innings thrown over 95 miles an hour. The guy just comes up there and throws gas. He's obviously has some things that he still needs to work on. I'm moving on number 5. On our 5 of 10, they'll be right back at home tonight. The LA Galaxy come to town, and it's Atlanta United who's been rocking and rolling. They've outscored opponents 13-3 at Mercedes-Benz Stadium, 2-0-1. They need 3 points again tonight.
From the Department of Duh, Joseph Martinez, MLS Player of the Week, back-to-back hat tricks. And, John, we're a virtual lock for the playoffs right now. 43 points, the New York Red Bulls with 42. Then you draw the playoff line. Then you got to go to Montreal at 36, New England 35, and Orlando 35. Our guys are looking good for the playoffs.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.